For me, if the song is going to be as upbeat as it is and as kind of poppy as it is, I think one of the main things I always need to do is touch on an idea that carries a lot of weight, you know? And for me, at that time, I was reading a book called Tender is the Night by F. Scott Fitzgerald. And it's, I mean, long story short, it's two people in a relationship that have some really, really good days that are just beautiful and completely perfect, and then some really awful days that are horrific and almost tear everything apart. But
right.
On one of the good days, she says to him, just be aware of the fact that even when things are so bad, that this beautiful version of us still
right.
exists. And so that kind of gave me this song, and certainly the chorus. I think there's a lyric that says, whatever may come somewhere deep inside, there's always this version of you and I. And just that idea of whatever happens, however bad it gets, this perfect version of this relationship, any relationship, can always, it's always there. You know, if it happened once, it's still there underneath
right.
any kind of mess, any kind of difficulty, it will always be there.
Okay, great. Thanks. Another one I like that you put out a few months ago was Something to Someone. So can you tell me about writing that one?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what I like, my favorite thing about that song is how it has just become a really special live moment for us. We sort of, for years, were ending the set with a song called After Rain that felt very powerful, and
right.
it felt like there was this refrain that we could all sing together and all that kind of thing. But recently it's been replaced by Something to Someone, and it's just that lyric at the end, you know, I was something to someone, and I get the crowd to sing along, and it's a beautiful feeling because I can see people in the crowd that are close to tears, and I can see people that are close to tears of joy, and it's
right.
just, it feels like there's so many sort of different situations playing out, and I feel like there's a very wide range of emotions in the room at that moment, and it's just nice to kind of take that out of people. But yeah, I knew it was a really tricky one in terms of the production, because that song can live by itself just acoustically, but it felt like it needed that momentum, definitely, but it took a while.